Blog Talk Radio.
From the other side,
I can see now with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for
everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight on Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join. The first song I played for tonight was Jesus Saved by Tasha Cobbs, and the second song was Scars by I Am They. With that being said, let's jump right into it. I pray that you're blessed on tonight. To God be the glory.
Father God, I thank you for another opportunity to sit before your people, God. I do not take your lightly being your vessel, God. I ask that you use me tonight, Lord God, to pour into your people, Lord God. Use me, Lord God, to bring deliverance to somebody on tonight, God, that your name may get the glory. Thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity. Amen. The foundational text comes from 2 Samuel, chapter 3, verses 12 through 16. That's 2 Samuel, chapter 3, verses 12 through 16 from the CEV. Abner sent some of his men to David with this message: you should be the ruler of the whole nation. If you agree with me, I will persuade everyone in Israel to make you their king. David sent this message back: good, I'll make an agreement with you, But before I would even talk with you about it, you must get Saul's daughter, Michal, back for me. David sent a few of his officials to Israel's chief to give him this message. Give me back my wife, Michal. I killed 100 Philistines so I could marry her. Ishbosheth sent some of his men to take Michal away from her new husband, Paltiel, the son of Laish. Paltiel followed Michal and all the men all the way to Bahurim, crying as he walked. But he went back home after Abner ordered him to leave. Imagine yourself, you're at home, in bed, having a dream. You get to a certain point in the dream, and then all of a sudden, you wake up. Only moments later, to be pulled back in the same dream. Only moments later, to be pulled back into the same dream. And again, you get to a certain point in the dream, and you wake up. This time, you wake up confused, wondering what's the meaning of all of this. Is God trying to tell me something? Something significant by only allowing me to get to a certain point each time in the dream. That, for whatever reason, keeps repeating itself. The love, that's how you look to God when you're out here chasing something he didn't ordain. But love, that's how you look to God when you're out here chasing something he didn't ordain. You keep repeating a dead-end cycle, getting stuck at the same point, going nowhere, getting restless, and somehow thinking God is trying to tell you something because you keep getting pulled back in. And somehow you think God's trying to tell you something because you keep getting pulled back in. Right now, the culture has a saying in the black community, encouraging each other with so much going on to stay woke. I know you probably seen it on social media. Black people encouraging each other to stay woke. With so much injustice going on, so much wrong going on, encouraging each other to stay woke. But here you are with your black self, Caucasian self, biracial self, Mexican self, Puerto Rican self, etc., wherever you are. Here you are. You're not conscious enough right now to admit. You're not conscious enough right now to admit it, but your flesh is pulling you back in. It's your flesh that's pulling you back in. Your subconscious is pulling you back in voluntarily. Your subconscious is pulling you back in voluntarily. In your case, this pattern has nothing to do with God at all. In your case, somebody else may be having that same pattern, and it is God. But in your case, this pattern has nothing to do with God at all. Although in tonight's foundational text, it's not clear if Paltiel had gotten pulled in voluntarily or involuntarily. It's not clear if he had got pulled in voluntarily or involuntarily. But it is clear that he was all in. But it is clear that he was all in. He was heavily invested in his marriage. He was heavily invested in his new marriage to Michael, which ordinarily would have been a good thing. But what do you do when you're the new husband and the previous husband sends a message demanding to have his wife back? But what do you do when you're the new husband and the previous husband sends a message demanding to have his wife back? You see, Michal was originally David's wife. You see, Michal was originally David's wife. But Saul, somebody said, but her father Saul gave her to Paltiel after she helped David escape from him. See 1 Samuel 19. It's an interesting account of what happened. See 1 Samuel 19. Later, after David was anointed, but before he succeeded Saul as king of Judah, David demanded of Ishbosheth, Saul's son and Michal's brother, that she be returned to him as his wife. David put a demand on it. Give me my wife back. David demanded that Abner, a military leader, bring Michal to him in return for a meeting between them. In other words, David cut a business deal. David demanded that Abner, a military leader, bring Michal to him in return for a meeting between them. After all, David had killed 100 Philistines so he could marry her. Also, I found interesting in tonight's commentary of 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 16 specifically. It says, Paltiel went crying. It says, Paltiel went crying because he had lost control. Hence, he followed her to the town called Baharim. Literally, youth. They were literally youth, implying that they both had remained like unmarried youth and not tasted the pledges of marital relations. In other words, Paltiel was not sexually involved with Michal, but he did have feelings for her. He was not sexually involved with her, but he did have feelings for her. Somebody that didn't know it, you can't have feelings for somebody without being sexually involved. Somebody said, probably said to you, you didn't need to say that. Oh, yes, I did, because some people don't know you can actually have feelings without having the sex. So he had feelings for her, but he was not sexually involved with her. And like most men, he couldn't handle not being able to do something about the situation. Real men, they like to do something when something is going on, when there's a situation. And he couldn't handle not being able to do something about the situation. And he lost control of his emotions, following in behind her. Well, if you love her like that, you just do. Don't be ashamed of your feelings when they are indeed your feelings. Don't be ashamed of your feelings when they are indeed your feelings. But know this, when it's not ordained by God, when it's not God ordained, eventually you will end up hurt and crying your last cry. Whether you are man or woman, feeling whatever you're feeling, know this, when it's not God ordained, eventually you will end up hurt and crying your last cry. I've cried my last cry. Tonight's message. Paltiel ended up hurt, caught in a love triangle between Michal, David, and himself. A threesome is never a good thing, and it's certainly not a God thing. A threesome is never a good thing, and it's certainly not a God thing. That's for those of you who practice that kind of behavior. And you think I'm just saying stuff off the top of my head, but God is literally telling me who's listening in. So somebody listening in, you're practicing that type of behavior, and you need to know. It's never a good thing, and it's certainly not a God thing. Again, that's for those of you who practice that kind of behavior. As New Testament followers of Jesus, God said, let the marriage bed be undefiled. That's what he said. Let the marriage bed be undefiled. Let it be sacred, not crowded. He didn't say let it be crowded. He said let it be undefiled. Let it be sacred. Because fornicators and adulterers he will judge. Hebrews 13 and 4 from the New King James. The Message Bible puts it like this. The Message Bible just breaks it all the way down so we can get it. The Message Bible says, honor marriage and guard the sacredness of sexual intimacy between wife and husband. Honor marriage and guard the sacredness of sexual intimacy between wife and husband. God draws a firm line against casual and illicit sex. God draws a firm line against casual and illicit 6. So David about to become the next king of Judah, was using all his influence. He was pulling out all the stops to get his wife back. David about to become the next king of Judah was using all his influence, all his leverage to get Michal back. Remember, Michal, who had only become Paltiel's wife to begin with, because she helped David escape the deadly trap her father Saul had set for him. Saul found out what she had done, got mad, and broke up their marriage. He got mad and broke up their marriage by giving her to another man, that man being Paltiel. But it's obvious Michal loved David, or she wouldn't have helped him escape. It's obvious that Michal loved David, or she wouldn't have helped him escape. It's also obvious that she still loved David. Her feelings weren't over. Her feelings weren't done. It's obvious that she also still loved David. Otherwise, you know, I like to make you think on political science. Think with me. Otherwise, Paltiel wouldn't have been the only one crying in tonight's text. Otherwise, Paltiel wouldn't have been the only one crying in tonight's text. If Michal didn't still love David, hear me, if Michal didn't still love David, she would have been crying, showing some kind of emotional reaction alongside her new husband. If she didn't still love David, she would have been crying, or at least showing some kind of emotional reaction alongside her new husband about the breakup of their marriage. She wasn't saying, y'all, she wasn't saying it's a nice text to be crying or anything else, though. If you go back and read the text, 2 Samuel chapter 3, verses 12 through 16 from the CEV, you will see she wasn't said to be crying or anything else. Beloved, pay close attention to that other person. Beloved, I want you to pay close attention to that other person. If they're supposed to love you, but you're the only person that appears to be hurt by the breakup, something is wrong. Pay close attention to that other person. If they're supposed to love you, I mean really love you, no plaything, but really love you, but you're the only person that appears to be hurt by the breakup, something is wrong. A word for somebody, calling it a love triangle, because there are some of you out there caught up in a love triangle right now. A word for somebody caught up in a love triangle. You think you're going to break up that person's marriage. You actually think you're going to break up that person's marriage and be with them. But the first bond is usually the strongest. You think you're going to break up that person's marriage and be with them, but the first bond is usually the strongest. Michal still had a bond with David. Michal still had a bond with David, her first husband, that even her father and all his evil ways couldn't break. Michal still had a bond with David, her first husband, that even her father Saul and all his evil ways couldn't break. Somebody, if being evil and doing all kinds of evil stuff against that person's marriage didn't break their bond, if being evil and doing all kinds of evil stuff, everything that you could think of to do against that person's marriage didn't break their bond, what makes you think your looks, your body, sex with you would be able to? What makes you think your looks, your body, sex with you would be able to? It's sad to say, but you're going to end up like Paltiel. It's sad to say, but many of you listening, under the sound of my voice tonight, you're going to end up like Paltiel, hurt, crying, falling up and behind somebody that does not want you. Hurt, crying, falling up and behind somebody that does not want you. And when they finally come out and tell you to leave, you're going to think they did you wrong. The way Abner ordered Paltiel to leave in tonight's foundational text. The way that Abner ordered Paltiel to leave in tonight's foundational text. After which, nowhere in the Bible is Paltiel heard from again. Poor Paltiel. after which nowhere in the Bible is Paltiel heard from again. Is that what you want to become? Non-existent? Is that what you really want to become? Non-existent? Hiding out somewhere, nursing your wounds, wounds you brought upon yourself. You know, I'm going to tell you the truth on Prolific Fire. There are wounds that you brought upon yourself. But, love, can't you see that whatever you are out here chasing in these ungodly streets, but, love, can't you see that whatever you're chasing out here in these ungodly streets, chasing, falling up and behind, if it's not God ordained for your life, if it's not God ordained for your life, you will reap what you have sown. If it's not God ordained for your life, you will reap what you have sown. Galatians 6 and 7. As the Bible tells us, do not covet. Covet meaning desire to possess anything that belongs to another person. Covet means desire to possess anything that belongs to another person. God does not want us to covet what belongs to our neighbor, what belongs to another person. Don't covet their house, their wife, or their husband, a slave, an ox, a donkey, or anything else. Exodus 20 and 17 CEV. Calls for somebody. It may not be a person you're up and behind. Everybody's not doing the same thing. Everybody doesn't have the same standard of living. So everybody's not doing the same thing. It may not be a person you're up and behind. For you, whoever you are, it just might be a job, a career you're chasing. And it's not what God has for you. And it's not, hear me, what God has for you. As a matter of fact, God told you to leave. You know God told you to leave. Just like Abner ordered Paltiel to leave it alone. But instead of obeying God in that moment, you dropped the ball. But instead of obeying God in that moment, you did like David's brothers and listened to what somebody else was encouraging you to do. You let somebody else juice your head up, and you listen to them tell you what to do, encourage you on what to do instead of obeying God in that moment and doing what you know you heard him tell you to do. You see, David's brothers, they listened to their father, Jesse, who encouraged them to audition for the job opening as the next king. You see, David's brothers, they went and they listened to their father. Any other time, that might have been a good thing, listening to their father, but this particular time, he encouraged them to audition for the job opening as the next king. And if you know your Bible, you know what happened. And one by one, I said, no, this is not the one. And one by one, they got rejected. God said, no, this is not the one. Some of you, you didn't hear leave or leave it alone. But you heard God in your spirit say, no, this is not the one. Some of you, you didn't hear God say leave the way that Abner told Paltiel to leave. You didn't hear leave it alone. But you heard God say in your spirit, no, this is not the one. But still you pursued it. And like David's brothers, here we go. And like David's brothers, you were rejected. So now you're afraid to attempt anything at all. And like David's brothers, you were rejected. So now it's got you fearful. So now you're afraid to attempt anything at all. Please don't make the mistake of thinking what you do today won't somehow affect what you do tomorrow, because it will. Hear me very clearly on this. Please don't make the mistake of thinking what you do today won't somehow affect what you do tomorrow, because it will. It's right in 1 Samuel 16, and in the very next chapter, 1 Samuel 17, they, as a part of the Israelite army, were afraid to confront Goliath. Why were they afraid? Because it all ties in together. First, they got rejected in 1 Samuel 16, and in the very next chapter, they were afraid. Because rejection and fear go together. Because rejection and fear go together. That's what I mean. But don't make the mistake of thinking that what you do today won't affect tomorrow. Because they got rejected in the first chapter of their life. In the second chapter, they were fearful. Because rejection and fear go together. Therefore, if I were you, this is just my advice. You don't have to take it, but I pray that you do. Therefore, if I were you, I would just go ahead and cry my last cry. Therefore, if I were you, I would just go ahead and cry my last cry and make a conscious effort. We're going to get woke, and we're going to get woke, and we're going to stay woke. If I were you, I would make a conscious effort to get it out of my system, whatever the cost. At least you still appear greedy, dirty, and selfish. Three attributes associated with peace when used as a synonym. You need to just go on and cry your last cry and make a conscious effort to get it out of your system, whatever it is that you're chasing that God has not ordained, that God did not tell you to do. It's not supposed to be a part of your life, but you're chasing it. You're up and behind it. And you already know that God said, leave it alone, that God said, no, this is not the one. Whatever that thing is, it's making you appear greedy. It's making you appear dirty and selfish. Three key attributes associated with peace when used as a synonym. Which reminds me of a story found in Matthew 8. You see, in Matthew 8, there's a story of two violent, demon-possessed men who were afraid Jesus was there to torture them. It was two violent, demon-possessed men, and they were afraid Jesus was there to torture them, so they found another way out. There were some pigs nearby, and so the demons asked if they could be cast out and to be sent into the pigs. And that's exactly what happened. The demon spirits went into the pigs. God says, while you're out here falling up and behind, chasing what he didn't ordain, being greedy and dirty and selfish, something or someone that doesn't belong to you, that's not yours, you are attracting additional spirits to yourself. Don't you know that while you're out here falling up and behind somebody or something, chasing what he didn't ordain for your life, it's got you appearing greedy. It's got you appearing dirty. It has you appearing to be selfish for someone or something that's not yours. It's got you all up in here coveting over something that God did not ordain. It has you looking some kind of way, and it does not look good. Don't you know? You are attracting additional spirits to you. So, again, this is just my advice, but I pray you take it. If I were you, I would just go ahead and cry my last cry and make a conscious effort. I told you, we're going to stay woke. We're going to stay woke for real. We're going to make a conscious effort. Make a conscious effort, hear me, to get it out of your system, whatever the cost. At least you still appear greedy, dirty, and selfish. Three key attributes associated with pigs when used as a synonym. I don't know about you, but I've decided that I've cried my last cry over that. That's what you have to do on tonight. Decide. The Bible says if you make a decision, it will be established for you. You can decree a thing, and it will be established for you. That's the word of God. So on tonight, I need you to make a decision within yourself. Stop being encouraged and influenced by other people, because they don't really know what's going on. They see the outside story. But you know how this situation is tearing you up. You're better than that. You don't need to be living, falling up and behind someone or something that was not ordained for you. You don't have to do that. God has somebody for you. God has a job and a career for you. And whatever else you're chasing that's not ordained for you, God has something in that arena that's set up for you too. If you stop chasing what's not ordained for you. If you do like Paltiel, just leave it alone and go back home. I don't know about you, but I made the decision already that I cried my last cry over that. I don't want to appear greedy and dirty and selfish, overriding God's voice, just to listen to what I want and do what I want. I don't want to keep dreaming of a better scenario, a better outcome, only to get halfway the dream and be rudely awakened. That's bad when you're rudely awakened out of a dream that felt so real and it was so good, but you only get to a certain point, and then you wake up, and you get to that same point over and over, stuck between reality and what you want, reality and what I want. Therefore, we break cycles on tonight. Oh, yeah, we come ready tonight. We break cycles tonight. We call out greedy, dirty, selfishness. We call out those spirits associated with greed and being dirty and selfishness, those pig-like synonyms, those pig-like spirits. We rebuke anything in us, Father God, that's not like you. We rebuke anything in us, Father God, that's not like you, that causes us to covet what's not ours. I pray for every marriage that has been attacked by adulterers, every relationship that has been attacked by fornication. I pray deliverance upon every person that has gotten caught up in an affair, a love triangle, an ungodly threesome. I pray they come to repentance and turn from their wicked ways. Father God, I pray for every new marriage that has been affected by things of the past. I pray healing on every spouse that got left behind for whatever reason, like power to ill. And I pray reconciliation on spouses. And I pray reconciliation on spouses that have been unfairly separated because of someone's evil intentions, like Saul's evil intentions towards David, resulting in the forced breakup of him and Michael. I pray for an increase of discernment and the willingness to obey God and the willingness to obey you, Father, and trust that you know, that he knows what's best in all things, from the job, the career, the house, the husband or wife, the relationship or whatever. Trust that he knows what's best. Father, you know what's best. I pray for zeal, for the boldness to confront our own hearts and emotions and just feel what we feel, because there comes a time that you have to just feel what you feel. Then make the decision to cry it out. Then make the decision to cry it out, whether you're a man or a woman. There's no shame in crying. Cry it out and move on, healthy and strong. You need to cry it out so you can move on, healthy and strong. If you're not going to cry it out, at least hit something. Not somebody. Hit something. Scream or do whatever you need to do to get it out and move on, healthy and strong. That's what it's all about, healthy and strong on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Amen. That concludes tonight's message. I pray that you were blessed, that you were delivered, that it made you think about some things, that it made you want to change some things in your own life. On Prolific Five, I seek to hold you accountable, and most importantly, the vision statement is Prolific Fire, seeking to help you where you hurt, which simply means we deal with real issues using the Bible as a reference. So every week when I come hitting hard, all in different issues, different real issues, this is the way that the Lord has anointed me. And I pray that it's a blessing to you to help you get in touch with those things that hurt and hopefully heal, get delivered, and to change and to grow. Because you can do better, you can be better, beloved, and I love you. Always remember that. If somebody under the sound of my voice right now, you're in need of prayer or Bible-based consultation, I'm going to tell you how you can get prayer live right now. But if you need prayer or Bible-based consultation at a time when I'm not on the air, you don't have to wait till I get back on the air. Oh, no, you don't have to wait that long. You can always call and text 865-408-8690. Again, the number is 865-408-8690. Or you can email. Some people prefer to email prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmail.com. As I was saying, although that's a number for when I'm not on the air, if you're on the air right now via Blog Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer request unrelated to what we just talked about and prayed about, if it's unrelated to that, and you have a specific prayer request, a need in your head, press 1 on your phone. That's all you have to do. Press 1 on your phone. Press 1 right now, and I will be with you after these last few announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal information or Cash App information, you can access the PayPal information by going to paypal.me/prolificfire, paypal.me/prolificfire, or the Cash App. It's the money symbol and prolific fire. The P in prolific is capital. The F in fire is capital. Written all together, the money symbol, prolific fire. As usual, you can find me on Twitter. Oh, yes, you can. You can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Property Stacy. And I want each of you to like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. If you don't get your prayer request in on tonight for whatever reason, you have another opportunity coming up this Friday night. So be sure to join us. Don't be shy. If you need prayer, you just need prayer. We all need prayer. Believe me, we all need prayer. So join us on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige for prayer and encouragement. We all need prayer, and we all should take the advantage of being a part of Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige. Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. That's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the number that many of you called tonight. Again, the number for those of you that need it is 347-426-3782. 347, write it down. If you don't get your prayer request in tonight, you can call back Monday. You can call back Friday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling 347-426-3782. Friday night. Your prayer request will be taken then too. So call in. Then join me back here on Monday night, back here for Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place, where Prophet Paige will be the speaker for the night, giving us a much needed lesson in faith. She will be giving us a lesson in faith, and I'm sure we all need. So tune in.
Hold on, I see you. I'll be right with you in a minute. Is there anybody else other than this person that needs prayer tonight? If so, you still have time to get your prayer request in just like they are about to do. 909-919, I'm coming to you. Coming to you. Hello, caller.
Yes,
you're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Prophetess. I was wondering, do you do prayer and prophecy?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, what about just prayer?
Just prayer, because I already prophesied what the Lord gave me for tonight.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know. Okay.
That's fine. What's your prayer request?
Okay. Healing.
Okay. Any specific area? You don't have to be too specific.
No.
Okay. Father God, mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister on tonight. Lord God, I thank you for touching and intervening in her body. Lord God, I thank you for touching her in her mind. Lord God, touching her in her finances. Lord God, just bringing complete healing to her wherever the need is. God, making her whole in every area of her life. God, you said in your word in Jeremiah 30:17, Lord God, that you would heal, you will restore our body to health, but that you will also heal the wounds, Lord God. So look upon her, bring her back to health, Lord God, in a certain area, Lord God, but then make a whole, Lord God, in areas, God, where wounds are still bothering her from the past, Lord God, when stuff is still bothering her that she hasn't dealt with yet, Lord God. Help us to completely heal and to be whole, Lord God, and to go forth in her life, Lord God. Anything that is an obstacle in her life, Lord God, whether it's stemming from her body or from her finances, Lord God, or some other situation going on, God, I ask that you heal it, deliver it, and move it out of her way, Lord God, that she can go forward and do what it is that you call for her to do in this season and in this time in her life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, prophets. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, is there anybody else on the phone line tonight?
go on one more time. Is there anybody on the phone lines other than my sister who needs prayer? If so, press one on your phone like she did, and I would be glad to pray with you on tonight. If not, we're going to close out, and we will see you on Friday with my sister, Prophet's paper, prayer and encouragement with faith on the line. Good night, everybody. God bless.